Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for calling in on this lovely morning. But
hopefully it warms up today. I think it is.
I really hope so. I've had more than enough of cold. My cat is angry with me because the water in the bathroom sink is frozen and she can't get her favorite fountain. So,
oh, that's horrible.
I know. She's pretty convinced that the horrible cat in the mirror is responsible. So she's said nasty things. But we have something fun to talk about. You're going to give us a little bit of education this morning.
Yes. Well, last week I introduced our club days, which is our day that the 4-H'ers get to come out and practice their public speaking skills, parliamentary procedure skills, and other talents, such as dancing and plays. And so I just wanted to go a little bit more in depth today and talk about the one thing I always like to point out when I'm talking about this subject and this event is that the number one phobia in the United States is public speaking. And I think it's a really vital skill to teach our youth because I can't think of the number of times I sit and use public speaking. Last week I just talked about it's not just public speaking in front of a huge crowd, but it's being able to teach our children how to articulate and talk about their concerns and their problems and their, you know, their needs and wants in a very proper manner. So today I'm just going to go a little bit more in depth into two different events that you can do at Club Days and talk about the difference of the two for our 4-H'ers listening out there. So we have what's called Project Talks, and then we have demonstrations. And so I'm just going to talk about the difference of the two. And if you're sitting in listening to KOSLA this morning on this cold day, maybe you can think about maybe putting pen to paper and coming up with one of these. So a project talk is for our younger 4-H'ers, and they're intended to help just gain confidence and experience in themselves, sharing information about a project before an audience. They can tell about their actual project experience or just information related to the project and then can promote their project that they're in. And so it doesn't need to be anything elaborate. They're held to like a 5-minute talk. That's all you need to prepare. You can prepare some like a poster, a prop poster to help your child kind of walk through their talk. But it doesn't need to be anything elaborate. And you know, like, always encourage the kids to ask them what they want to talk about and, you know, what their favorite project is and then be able to share out why they love that. And that's a perfect first for my first, second year 4-H'ers, a project talk is a perfect place to start. And so we have some other resources online that can kind of help you think through how to build out a project talk. You know, you want a quick opening and then just a short body and then a really good closing statement. And so just something to think about while you're thinking through your project talk. The next level up on this experience would be like a demonstration illustrated talk. A demonstration and illustrated talks are 4-H'ers to share their passion for their projects by telling how to do a project related to the activity or the skill. So demonstrations are defined as a show-how process involving doing or making something while giving an explanation. The demonstrator needs to use actual items, supplies, or equipment, people or animals while doing this process. They should be able to show a finished project at the very end of it, too. Sometimes a finished product is not possible but does enhance the demonstration. It's highly suggested and maybe and it might influence the ribbon placing a little bit if you can show a finished product at the very end. And then illustrated talks are defined as tell-how processes where the presenter uses visuals such as posters, charts, or models, graphics, etc., to add emphasis to a point or to add interest while telling how to do something visually are required in the telling how. So these are a little bit longer in length. We want them to be around 10 or 15 minutes in length. Again, the 7 and 9-year-olds can do a demonstration, but I would it's more for those older 4-H'ers once you kind of move up and already gain the confidence of being able to speak in front of people. So again, we have some other resources if you're interested on how to build out a demonstration. It kind of walks you through that. We do have our book online that gives you the evaluation sheet that the judges will use then to judge your child that day. So I always think that's really a helpful place to start to when you're looking through your talks to be like, oh, the judge is going to look for this, this, and this, you know, and it gives you a good idea of how you'll be evaluated. And so we are here to help. I want our 4-H'ers to know that. Don't let this be a daunting task. Reach out, ask questions. I always tell them I'm a 4-H mom too, and I always even have to reach out for questions, get the knowledge that we need to do to build out some things. So don't hesitate to reach out. We are here. Again, Club Days is February 24th, and registration opens up January 29th through the 14th. So we'll kind of continue to promote it on here and encourage kids to participate.
I like the fact that while it gives everybody something that's at their level, it still encourages them to push forward without dumping them in the deep end, so to speak.
Yes, yes, yeah. We want our 4-H'ers to have a positive experience, and don't take on something that's over your head, for sure. And that's, we've been doing some new member socials, and one thing I love to tell my new members is, you know, 4-H is a marathon, not a sprint. Don't look at those older 4-H'ers and think, oh my gosh, my child should be there at this level, because that's just not, you know, we have to all start somewhere, right? We just can't do it yet. And that's what 4-H really encourages, that, you know, just that growth. And it's a safe space to have that growth. And there's no level that you need to be on. It's all just an individual pattern of growth and experience.
And still encouraging you to try. I really like that. And I really appreciate your calling in this morning. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good. Everybody stay warm.
You too. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.